Yeah, I'm very happy to score 3 goals and help the team. Our first half wasn't good enough. We knew it, but in the end we were still in the game, and we knew if we can play a little bit better and improve our game, we can easily win that game. So we did that. We played a really good second half, and we deserved the win then in the end.
There you go, MVP candidate Hani Mukhtar. 3 goals last night in a 4-1 victory over the Colorado Rapids for Nashville SC. We say hello to Ben Wright of Broadway Sports, who covers Nashville SC. Ben, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. It's a fun time to talk Nashville SC after a bit of a difficult summer.
I think it shows you the ebbs and flows of an MLS season or soccer in general because they're so long. But do you feel like, and we'll get to Mukhtar in just a second, in his season, but do you feel like that now with some of the moves the club has made that things are really starting to click and this team is once again showing that they're going to be a contender come playoff time?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think so. I think it's kind of a classic trope almost in MLS. You see teams struggle over the summer and then somehow things just start to click and they get hot. I mean, Seattle Sounders, I mean, it looks like they're going to miss the playoffs this year, but in the past, they have kind of been the masters of this. They've got hot at the right time and gone on a deep run, and I think that's hopefully what we're starting to see from Nashville. I think the other part, too, is that even though, especially in July, the results weren't there, the play wasn't actually that bad. I mean, a lot of what they're doing now is the same things that they've been doing over the summer, and it's just working now. They're kind of maybe getting a little bit lucky, but they're definitely finishing a lot of the chances that they didn't over the summer, and I think it's just kind of starting to pay off for them.
19 goals, which is tied for the league lead, and Mukhtar has contributed to 30 this year, the most of any player in MLS. I mean, is this MVP race his to lose at this point?
I think that's where it gets tricky. I would have said it probably was his last year, and he finished second in MVP voting. I think the tricky thing with MVP in MLS, and I guess as well as in any league around the world, it's as much narrative as it is just pure numbers. And I think Sebastian Driussi, who's coming to Nashville on Saturday with Austin, he's had a lot of that narrative kind of focused on him for most of the year, just because Austin has kind of blown expectations out of the water, and I think Nashville's struggling over the summer has kind of maybe balanced that out a little bit for Mukhtar. But I think just on pure numbers, he's been the best attacker in MLS this season and last season, and really kind of putting up some dominant numbers that we haven't seen before that often in MLS.
Ben Wright with us. We're talking the red hot Nashville SC. Last three results, 4-0, 3-0 on the road at Vancouver, and then 4-1 last night against Colorado. Ben, you just hit on what's coming. You've got 2 games with Austin sandwiched around a game with LA. So critical stretch, needless to say, and hopefully, you know, this is a great time to have a stretch like this if they can keep playing like this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Austin is clearly one of the best teams in MLS, and I don't, as good as Nashville have been recently, I don't think they're catching them on the table anytime soon. So it's not necessarily a 6-pointer where you're trying to take 3 points yourself and keep the other team from getting 6 points. But you need to get points against Austin. And then I think, like you mentioned, the game coming up next week against the LA Galaxy, they're right with Nashville in the hunt for those playoff spots. And so that's going to be one where keeping them from getting points is just about as important as taking points yourself. So, I mean, it's some huge games coming up for Nashville. Fortunately, they have a home game against Houston mixed in there as well, which they're towards the bottom of the table, but it's really not going to be easy in this last stretch of the season.
Ben, you had some interesting numbers I saw last night in the wake of the great performance by Mukhtar. Let's put the MVP thing aside, but just his production since he's become a member of the team. It's just amazing what they've hit on here. When they signed him, and this is where I don't have much of a background on it, did they have any kind of expectation of this level?
No. I don't think anybody had that expectation. I mean, they signed him for under $3 million, which is not even – I mean, it's not the most expensive transfer fee Nashville have paid. It's certainly nowhere close to the most expensive transfer fee MLS teams have paid. I mean, it's a pretty minimal amount, and they just absolutely hit it out of the park. I don't think they expected Mukhtar to be this type of player either. They kind of expected him to be more of just a pure chance creator. Which, I mean, he's obviously creating chances for other players, but he's just the scoring that he has taken on for Nashville has just kind of blown every expectation out of the water. I mean, he's produced a goal or an assist every 99 minutes he's played, which is just unreal for any player in any league. And it's just kind of insane the value they've got out of this transfer.
This may not be something people enjoy discussing now because you want to live in the moment. You want to have something happen positive down the stretch and end up having a great postseason here. But with him, I know there's a lot of leagues around the world. They watch everything everybody does. Can they keep Ani Mukhtar? Like, what's his contract status going forward?
Yeah, so they just actually re-signed him to a new contract through 2025 with an extra option for 2026. So they have him locked up long-term. There's, I mean, obviously another team could come in and pay a transfer fee and get him. Gary Smith was actually asked about it, I believe, after the Vancouver game. And he said he thinks he's absolutely good enough to play in a top four league, like somewhere in England, Spain, Germany. But that Mukhtar had the long-term contract, and it would cost another team a lot of money to get him. The other thing, too, is Mukhtar is engaged to a girl from Nashville. He's in the best form he's ever been in. He seems genuinely happy here. While there might be interest, Nashville would make it pretty cost prohibitive, and I think Mukhtar isn't necessarily looking to leave. I think he's pretty content here.
And, of course, Chase, I am sort of a casual fan, a novice fan, but, you know, having watched Ted Lasso, I do understand that you can purchase a player from another, you know, it does happen.
Well, I've played the FIFA game, so I understand.
We start with the basics and we move up from there, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Ben Wright, Broadway Sports, Little Nashville SC. So 6 games left in the regular season, but I think 2 that really stand out to me. One is going to be Saturday night at Geodis Park against Austin. They play Austin again on the 17th at their place. I mean, that has some pretty big implications in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it does. I mean, Austin is ahead of them in the table, but at this point, Nashville are 2 points out of third place. There's a chance that they could move up the table and not just make the playoffs, which was kind of in question all throughout the summer. It seems like now they're going to make the playoffs, but now they actually have a shot at moving up and maybe even getting into one of those top four spots, which would mean that you get to host a home playoff game. So, I mean, every point that they can pick up here is important. It's still a super crowded race, really, from everything under second place. Austin and LAFC seem to have those locked up, but everything else is still up for grabs. And, I mean, man, MLS is just unpredictable, so anything can happen. I think they're pretty firmly in the playoff mix at this point, but, I mean, who knows? It's kind of a crazy league.
I guess I should say 5 MLS games left. They do have the League's Cup showcase on the 21st at Geodis Park. So that's a little different. But we'll see how it all shakes out. Ben, thanks for the time. As always, a fun night last night at Geodis Park. Good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Ben Wright, Broadway Sports, talking Nashville SC. As it's hard to believe, the season is winding down. They of course, will play Saturday night at Geodis Park against Austin. And then I have another home game on the 10th against the LA Galaxy. Still a lot of home games here at Geodis Park as they started the season on the road. So I got to go. I still got to go. I haven't been to a game yet. I definitely want to make that happen before the season's over.
It looked like an electric atmosphere. You know, you also have to look at when a team catches fire at the right time. And I'm hoping that continues for them. These next few games are really, really big. They're playing 2 games against Austin, who's had a great year, and you've got the LA Galaxy, who are one of those bubble teams you're trying to hold off to get into the playoffs. You know, a playoff race is so big in a new stadium. It looked like a great crowd last night. And the thing we've always wondered is, in this market, when you got your new stadium, you got a good team, and now you get into the Titans season. And then not that long after that, the Predators will start. And this is when the postseason and the games mean the most for the MLS season. So mm-hmm. Can they keep their share of the spotlight going on? I hope the answer is yes, because I believe in our city and our market. We've grown and we've diversified enough that everybody can flourish if you have a good product. And they're putting out a pretty good product right now. It was interesting in the summer when you have a little bit more chance to grab the spotlight. That's when they weren't really playing very well. You know, and people were starting. And that's sometimes that's a good sign. It's kind of like people are going, what's wrong?
Right.
That means you have some interest, right? If nobody was even noticing that they weren't playing great, nobody had any expectations, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But there was kind of like, well, what's wrong with these guys? Yeah. These guys are supposed to be better than this. And now we're starting to see it.
I was reading tweets from people like, Gary Smith is on the hot seat. I'm like, what?
Right? We're becoming a soccer market.
I know. And again, we're learning. You know, I don't pretend to be an expert. You know, I've gotten to be friends with a lot of the broadcasters and stuff, and so they have helped me learn. You know, my guys, Wes and Tony and Jamie and Kelly, and you know, they've done a great job helping me. But I don't pretend to be an expert on anything soccer or Nashville SC. But that's why we get people like Ben Wright to help us out.
Yeah, you know what else helps when you have a star.
That too.
Like Mukhtar.
Yeah.
And so he's a reason. They took him out last night. He already had three goals. He probably could have had a chance for another goal or two.
Gary's like, we need to cool off.
Yeah, rest up.
Rest up for Saturday night. Coming up next, we'll get back into our poll question of the day. It's on Twitter, at 1025 The Game. We want you to vote in it because it is a doozy. Last chance. Do you reverse the A.J. Brown trade? If you're the Tennessee Titans, we'll give you the results. We'll read your text as well. 615-737-1025. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game.